Hello and welcome to Two Peds in a Podcast, a new podcast project from Derbyshire Children's Hospital. My name's Dr. Sarah Simons and I'm an F2 working in the East Midlands, and I'm joined today by Dr. Ian Lewins.
Hello.
One of the consultants at Derbyshire Children's Emergency Department. We're going to talk today about ingested foreign bodies, in particular metal foreign bodies, and kids love to eat and inhale and all sorts of different things. But there are a couple of different foreign bodies that we should be more worried about as doctors than others, in particular magnets and button batteries.
Absolutely.
So what are the risks, sort of first and foremost, of foreign bodies from the outset?
Okay. As you say, kids will very happily stick any object in any orifice that they can, generally without causing many problems. So the common things that we see are coins, seems to be quite a common one. Mm-hmm. Children like to store their money in their esophagus. And actually, in many cases, you know, it's important to get a history, yep, as always, history, examination, blah, blah, blah. And there's often a playing with coins, playing with whatever, bit of a choke, bit of a cough, and now the coin is gone. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, nice, soft things like coins,
yeah,
will pass. We frequently would use a metal detector,
mm-hmm,
so a handheld metal detector to try and locate the object. And generally speaking, if the metal detector is positive below the diaphragm,
yeah,
then your foreign body is almost certainly in your stomach by now.
It's on its way out.
And you don't need to worry. And if you're sort of fairly clear exactly what they've ingested,
mm-hmm,
actually, a bit of reassurance and it'll pass. But with these, I tend to sort of say to folks, look, I wouldn't waste your time sifting through your child's poo looking for it, because you must have better things to do with your time. But actually, you might not find it. And okay, it may well take up to a couple of weeks for it to pass out. So
that's a lot of poo.
That's a lot of poo. And you might not see it, and then you could be concerned. But actually, something like a coin isn't going to cause a problem.
Yeah.
If your coin is detected via metal detector in the esophagus or something like that, then the trick I've been taught that's worked very well on several occasions is you get the kid to have a fizzy drink,
mm-hmm,
and jump up and down.
Nice, okay.
Fizzy drink, jump up and down, not necessarily at the same time, and that tends to make, yeah, otherwise it goes everywhere.
Yeah.
It tends to make the coin will,
yeah,
often pass quite comfortably,
yeah,
and you don't need to do anything further. You're absolutely right. There are certain things that really worry us that should ring major alarm bells.
Mm-hmm.
Sharp things.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what...
Like pencil sharpeners and things like that?
Yeah, so sharp things you've got to... You would hope would pass fairly comfortably. But if the child is sort of... If there's obviously vomiting blood or there's blood PR, then that's a worry. And you're going to need to think about endoscopy. But generally speaking, kids don't tend to swallow sharp things. They put them in the mouth and then spit them out. But the ones that the big one that worries us, and it's in a lot in the press at the moment, are the button batteries.
Yeah.
So these, what we mean by the button batteries, are the flat, circular batteries that you often find in watches. All sorts of things have them. A lot of the car. Unlucky.
Oh, like remote key
things. Yes, thank you. Yeah. I'm glad you got them. They have them in. So there's lots of things that have them in. And of course, they're quite easy to swallow because they're quite slim.
Mm.
And the problem with them is that they can cause major damage to particularly the esophagus if it's, mm-hmm, trapped in there. So it's really important to locate where these are, because they can corrode and cause major catastrophic hemorrhage and life-threatening, yeah, problems. So for these children, we would always image them. We would always x-ray to sort of see where is the button battery. Mm-hmm. And if we locate the button battery in the esophagus, that needs to come out now.
So that's an emergency.
That's got
straight to
come out now.
Emergency.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that, there are lots of nice videos that you can sort of see on YouTube of somebody getting a square of ham,
mm-hmm,
putting the button battery on, and watching that button battery dissolve that ham. Mm. And that is what is going on in your esophagus.
With an electrical current from the battery.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. So they need to come out. If it's in the stomach, then they're probably going to be okay. That said, what we would do is bring those children back to see us. So we've imaged them. We know the button battery's in the stomach. We would bring them back 48 hours later and actually re-image to sort of make sure this is passing.
Yeah.
If it's still sat in the stomach, then that goes on to a discussion with a surgeon to say, I think this probably needs to come out, actually. Yeah. But in most cases, it's starting to pass. And this is the one case where we do say to folks, look, we want you to look for this as it comes out, because we want to make sure that that's come out whole, that it hasn't leaked in the gut, because those children will need a much closer eye keeping on them. Thankfully, in most cases, they pass, they don't cause problems, but they are ones to really worry about. Really worry about.
So you've got a very high index of suspicion for anybody who's gone anywhere near a battery.
Absolutely.
And you want to see where that comes out, really.
So I think if the history is, I'm not sure if they've ingested it, we can't find it, we're not certain, I think you've got to assume they have eaten it.
Yeah.
And you've got to act appropriately.
Okay.
So they're the big ones. The other ones that, again, just slightly make us anxious are magnets.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you swallow more than one magnet, magnets will do what magnets do.
Magnetize.
And they will attract each other.
Yeah.
And they may well attract each other at different sides of the bowel, like that.
Yeah.
So they will then actually be stuck to each other and start to erode the bowel wall, which is a bad thing, unsurprisingly.
Yeah.
So magnets, equally, we'd like out. We'd like out. But so those are the two main ones that we would say to any person, look, if there's any suspicion that it's either a magnet or a button battery, take very seriously, image appropriately, speak to a senior very early.
Yeah.
Because if it's, particularly if it's a button battery in the esophagus, clock is ticking. Clock is ticking.
Yeah.
You may well get some foreign bodies that it's just sort of stuck in the upper airway. And again, that child may have some, as we've talked in previous podcasts, some sort of stride or some airway difficulties. And again, keeping them calm, but getting anaesthetics and ENT to come and remove it for you as soon as possible. But yeah, button batteries, magnets, be afraid.
Yeah, so when in doubt, just presume something's eaten until proven otherwise.
I think so. We get a lot of, I'm not sure if they've eaten it, I can't see it, we're missing something.
Yeah.
Most things will be harmless, and you could, and you know, it's things like marbles and pennies and bits of plastic, and by and large you're going to be fine, and don't worry about it, but it's those categories that really should concern you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay,
and that concludes our chat on foreign bodies.
I'm off to go and eat a magnet. All right. Cheers.